You're all set? Thank you, Matt. All right, we are gathered again for the admin portion of the Public Service Commission's meeting. We have two items on consent. I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. All right, we have one discussion matter, and that has Pat's name on it.
I think we're gonna do a tag team on this one with Commissioner Christman and myself, but I don't know if you've been following the our docket on the LTD broadband, but there have been some comments back and forth. The company's been filing stuff, and staff has filed some things. But one of the things that staff suggested was that the commission or that I send comments to the FCC to clarify something in the FCC's record in their docket about our process and how long the time frame it takes for us to process an application for ETC designation. And the FCC's record right now says that the commission's process takes 30 days. Now, the company, LTD, is also filing with the FCC to correct that, to say that they now know that it takes longer than 30 days. But we may want to confirm that, or with the FCC as well, in addition to the company doing that. And so,
okay.
And I'm gonna say, there's been kind of a flurry of filings in this case, and I have not gone through them thoroughly. But so my understanding on this is that someone incorrectly said that was our time frame, and I believe is going to acknowledge that. But this was brought up that perhaps we should clarify too with them what our time frame is. And so I guess it's a bit of a question here. Is there a desire to have a meeting or even a work session on that, or is it all right on the subject specifically of our time frame for me as the portfolio holder to work with staff and just get a letter to FCC clarifying our time frame?
I support that.
I am fine with it. I just have a question on, does it matter for this case, or is that for moving forward? Because we've blown long past the deadline for when this was supposed to be done, right? So are we looking for that our comments would then create an extension for us and for this application's purpose?
I think as part of this case, what our time frame is was probably brought up to show that, the application was filed in a timely manner, mm-hmm. and someone else could maybe argue that it was filed fairly late. And so I don't know if from this point going forward, whether it'll be a point of controversy in the case or not. But it was something that was addressed specifically for this case and addressed incorrectly.
Addressed to the FCC incorrectly.
Right.
Okay. It seems like it needs to be corrected then. I have been curious what kind of a time frame this case is on.
I think after these filings from advocacy and from the company, mm-hmm. They're pretty fresh. I certainly hope to have gone through them by our next meeting in 2 weeks. And I guess I'm kind of expecting that we would have something on scheduling to get a hearing set up probably at the next meeting.
Okay. A hearing on the application.
Right.
Okay. I don't think I've read the most recent filings. Were they just in the last couple of days?
Either late last week or this week.
I haven't gotten through those either.
So I'll work with staff and we'll get that time frame aspect of it clarified with FCC.
And then do we need to get an extension from the FCC just because we're past the deadline for that they set for this thing?
The filing that we're talking about correcting, or that the company's going to correct, and we're talking about sending a letter on, is on an application for extension with the FCC.
At the FCC.
Got it. That makes sense. Okay. That works for me. I don't have anything else on that, Brian. You good?
Yes.
All right, then we can move into scheduling matters. Let's see here. Do we have, let's see. Okay, the work session, informal hearing, work session. Okay. We've already taken care of number 5, didn't we?
Correct.
Yeah. All right, good. All right. So probably the one that's got the most urgency is probably number 1, I'm guessing. Would you agree, or do we want to do those two, kind of number 1 and number 2 sort of back to back? How do you envision those? You know, I'm the one that requested the work session in number 1, but it is in your portfolio, Ryan. So did you have thoughts on it or on the timing of it?
A work session?
Yeah.
No, I didn't really.
Okay, and what about number 2? Did you already have a thought on that one, Pat, on either of those?
I didn't.
Okay. All right, so, would Friday be a possibility for the first work session, number 1?
This Friday?
Yeah.
Not for me.
Okay. Let's see here. Oh, gosh, my schedule.
Next Monday, the 11th?
Friday worked for me, but Monday doesn't.
Okay. Let's see. What about Tuesday?
Same thing.
Okay. Let's see. Wednesday morning, we're pretty shot. And then we've got the NERC presentation.
What about 3:30 on Wednesday?
That would work for me.
That would work for me.
Steve, I have the, at 3:00, I have the kind of the chairman's neighbor conversation on workforce challenges, but I can be there with you to kick it off and then you can just listen because I think it's more of a, might be more interesting for you. So then 3:30 would be workable. Okay, so for number 1 under scheduling, we'll do 3:30 on Wednesday the 13th. All right. Very good. Oops. This informal and hold date for special meeting. Tell me what that is about, Pat.
Yeah, I do have some thoughts on when we can do this. NSP made a filing that they requesting to extend the time frame on from 15 months to 24 months. They want to extend it to 24 months. I don't know if you've seen that letter, but that they would be trying to implement that by November 1st. And so we would want to have I don't know if you want a work session or an informal hearing on that, but that we would also want to have a special meeting then before the end of November so they could implement that. Probably by, October 30, 28th or something like that.
You said a special meeting in November, but they want to implement on November 1st?
No, special meeting in October.
One October.
Yep.
Kind of after our work session.
Yeah, I thought I heard November, but.
Sorry.
Okay. So it looks like we've already consumed our usable time between now and next Friday. And I leave Friday for the Institute for Regulatory Law and Economics, and then I'm gone the 15th through Tuesday the 19th, so I'm back on the 20th. But we have some stuff on the 20th.
Well, on the 20th, that Mandan to Allendale, block is 1.5 hours. Maybe we could do what we did with number one and squeeze something in a little later in the afternoon than that. So that if it stays on schedule, would end at 3. Could we do 3:30?
I am.
But maybe that's pretty late for them for doing an informal too.
I'm tied up. That's the Bismarck Mandan Chambers Energy Day, and I'm a host, so I'm kind of jumping in between that stuff all day long, between what we have here and there. So from 2:45 on, I'm stuck down there.
What about the 21st? That one looks pretty good for me.
Now, for some reason, I have cold weather preparedness workshop. That's not all of us.
No, that's just me.
But that's must be optional. So yeah, the 21st I can be more flexible. Maybe.
I think you're presenting that one.
That's what I'm doing. That's why it's on there.
So don't schedule
it's not
morning.
Optional.
It's not optional.
That's right.
Is that like getting a good coat? Mittens? A scarf?
Actually, it's a good one. It's MRO. That's the NERC group. They want to hear from a commissioner on cold weather preparedness, so I can repeat what I said this morning. What utilities need to be doing.
But you're available.
The afternoon. Would 1:30 work?
It sure does for me.
Yep.
October 21st.
Do we think, we were through this pretty thoroughly before. They're going to do an informal. Do we think that there's any likelihood that we would be able to do the informal, maybe take a little break and come back and do the meeting?
I think so. But.
On the 21st?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So are you doing an informal or a work session then? You think you need an informal?
Probably. Well,
wasn't
so
that
can
the request? Didn't they want to present something? Whatever's new?
We can sure do the informal.
Okay, so should we do an informal and then a special meeting? Informal, like 1:30, special meeting following? We can set that at the time if we decide.
Okay, probably be preparing an order in advance,
potential action
for the commission, and then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have an order prepared.
For this latest request?
We don't.
1:30.
Oh, no, we don't. Never mind.
Right.
We don't. I'm thinking of a different one.
So if we say 1:30 to 3, that's more than enough time to include a special meeting.
Probably do the special at 4. Just to.
I was just blocking off like extra time, like maybe we don't take 1:30 to 3, we do like 1:30 to 2:15, and then we can do a special meeting half an hour later or something. I don't know that we want to call the special meeting right now. I think we have to wait and have the discussion.
If everything goes smoothly, we could.
We have to notice the special meeting, so we need a little bit of time.
But it might be a special meeting that we have to notice right on the spot.
Yeah, and we can do it within
half an hour.
45 minutes is a lot more comfortable.
Okay.
But I think just in case it goes longer, we better kind of be keeping our calendars open for the whole out until more than 3, not schedule something else in at 3:30 or 4.
Okay.
And we'll prepare, be ready. Push the case as soon as we can. The meeting,
maybe just block off 1:30 to 3:30 then. Because I am not confident I'll remember this. If somebody wants time and you're looking for time, it's like...
I'll block it on the calendar.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Then we've got the work session on the rule, electric rulemaking standards of service, the stuff we had our meeting on last week, right? Public comment?
Yes, that's correct. And we need to have those down to the AG's office by November 1 so that we can get them by January 1.
Okay.
I do have the order prepared. It would just be to prep the final amended rules to go down is all we need, so we could probably maybe do that in one day as well.
This was on the one as far as the standards of service. And
correct, yep. What metrics they would service. Be reporting to us to demonstrate reliability.
Could we do this the afternoon of Monday the 25th?
Yes.
I'm showing you an SPP.
I have SPP that day.
No.
And the morning of the 26th.
And then I have OMS the 27th, 28th, and 29th. So we got to go back. Pamela, do you remember what time I speak at that deal? The cold weather preparedness? I don't either. I know it's not.
I don't think it's the whole time.
No, so I think there's time that morning. If you guys are around that morning, can I double check? And then do you have any restrictions on the morning of the 21st?
Before I leave what I'm looking at right now, I'll just say on the 22nd, I'd be open that day, except for from 9 to 10.
Yeah.
But on the 21st, I can do any time that morning if you're able to.
Okay.
Resolve.
How about you, Brian?
That would work.
Okay, so we'll double check, because I don't need 4 hours to do that speech, and I won't be part of the whole thing. So we'll just book around that morning, so we'll double check that. Okay, so October 21st in the morning. All right. And last but most...
I'm going to have one to add, but it's a very simple one.
Okay. Last but most certainly not least, mission statement and goals for commissioners. So, our directors went through, as a result of kind of like our new performance reviews, and establish sort of goals and priorities in their divisions. And Conrad is working at folding, like collecting what all of those are and providing a basis for us to use those as maybe a springboard for developing some kind of general, broader goals and perhaps a mission statement for the commission as a whole. And so that, so we just need to, he'll have that work done here soon. We just need to find a time to sit down and talk through that.
Can somebody grin over here because he thinks he's got a mission statement?
I do, but that's not what I'm looking up.
Oh.
So we've already identified some difficulty in our calendars. Should we just jump to November because this isn't super timely? I think maybe that first week of November.
How about the morning of the 4th? Oh.
We also have an informal on the 3rd. Oh, that's right, I was kind of looking at that.
Oh,
November 3rd, informal, there's nothing on there yet.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right, let's do it then.
And what is this for again?
Mission statement and goals. So we're going to be going over the document that Conrad pulls together that consolidates all the goals that each of the divisions has created for themselves, and then we're going to be trying to develop some overarching goals and direction for staff to say, like, here's what our leaders think we are all about and what we should be focusing on in terms of big broad priorities. So that's what we're going to be doing during that meeting.
Okay, and then before we get to my last item, just on this subject, because I knew we'd be discussing this, I took a picture of this joke this morning out of the newspaper on this, evaluations. The boss says, "Let me start your employee evaluation by commending you on your loyalty and congenial nature." The employee says, "Gosh, chief, I can't tell you how happy that makes me." The boss says, "Good, because now I'm going to cover your IQ, skill set, and productivity."
Funny.
Okay,
so we've got that. Now your last one.
Scheduling thing was on November 17th, since you have your calendars open to November, we have our regular commission meeting, and at the same time as what our informal is held on the calendar, the League Night Research Council is meeting, and so I can't make the informal that day. So I'd just like to take that off the calendar as an option.
I'm actually showing it off my calendar for whatever reason.
I'm showing it being held for something different.
Maybe it was held for this.
No, I mean, yep. When we get a request for the commissioner, from any commissioner.
You're the only participant in this conference. Press any key to continue this conference.
Oh.
Okay, so that's good, but...
The conference will now continue.
Is the hold that's on that day still relevant?
There is no hold. It's gone.
Hold potential retirement celebration.
Oh, on the 28th. That's the 18th.
The 17th was a hold, but so was the 18th, and now we chose the 18th.
Got it. So the 18th is going to be it. Yep. That hold will turn into the real deal.
That hold, yes, that's there.
Okay. All right, that works.
So you two are free the afternoon of the 17th.
Okay, say as long as we're still, talking, on our next commission meeting on the 20th, could we start at 10:30? I'm supposed to be helping provide some overview of wind development in North Dakota at this Energy Day. And
it's fine with me.
Does that work? Could we do that?
Yep.
Okay. So the 20th, October 20th, our commission meeting will start at 10:30. All right. Thank you. That will be helpful. All right. That's it. We're all set. Thank you, everybody. I guess we're adjourned.